You're listening to the Philly Young Adults Podcast.
Hello, Philly Young Adults. Jim here with a little truth bite for you today. Just looking to put an idea before you from the scriptures to help encourage you in your walk. We know as followers of Jesus that he is conforming us into the image and likeness of his son, and he uses his word in that, typically challenging us and using that to then give us the opportunity to follow him in his ways and grow more and more like him. So I want to put this text here before you guys from Colossians chapter 3 that has really challenged my heart, and hopefully it does the same to you and you would respond in faith and allow the Lord Jesus by his Spirit to work in you his own character. So Colossians chapter 3 verse 12 says, "Put on then as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony." We have first and foremost here in the text a clear reminder of our origins and our position. As to our origins, we are called God's chosen ones, purely by his grace and good pleasure, not a work of our own, so that no one may boast. And as to our position, he says, holy and beloved. Now, some may object to this statement and say, "I don't feel holy or beloved." And to you, I simply reply with a question: can or does God lie? Can or does God lie? Titus chapter 1 verse 2 says, "In hope of eternal life, which God, who never lies, promised before the ages began." And so it is written, so it is true, as the saying goes. We must never allow our heart or feelings dictate for us what is truth. The heart is desperately wicked, and our feelings fluctuate like the seas. The word of God stands forever and is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And as believers, we all have to be in the habit of letting God's word renew our minds, and our affections will follow. Through faith in the crucified and risen Christ, God has set us apart, or made us holy, and accepted us in the beloved. In other words, after the new birth, which is salvation, when God looks at you and me, he sees his own son, who is perfectly holy and is explicitly stated as the beloved multiple times in the scriptures. So we have to let that truth take root in us. And so that being settled, we are then told to put on a few things. And I'm not going to be able to go into deep detail as to all of these different things, but I'm going to use a couple scripture references to hope bring these things to light in a new way and challenge us to be more Christ-like. So he says, put on compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, and then bear with one another and forgive one another. Above all of this, he says, we are to put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. Now, the scriptures have a lot to say about all of these characteristics and practices. And as in everything, we are to let God be the standard, not our own ideas of what maybe compassion or kindness or patience is, but what God defines them as. So we're going to take a look at a few different scriptures as cross-references to help get an idea of what else the Lord says about some of these particular characteristics and what that might look like in practical life. So Matthew chapter 9, verse 36 as it relates to compassion, says, when he, that is Jesus, saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. So to those who we recognize in a state of helplessness and harassed in any capacity, we are to have compassion towards, or another translation might say, a tenderness of heart. And then we are then to point them to the shepherd, recognizing that they are like sheep without a shepherd. And now we don't all naturally have this tenderness of heart, but that is not an excuse for us to say that doesn't apply. All of these characteristics that we're going to look at are supernaturally deposited within us and have to be given over to and allow them to be exercised and grow. Like any muscle, it goes into atrophy if it is not utilized. And so these, being given to us by Christ through his Holy Spirit, are like muscles that have to be exercised. So if compassion or tenderness of heart is not there and working, we are to lend ourselves to that work so that it may grow and be more and more Christ-like. Secondly, he says kindness. Luke chapter 6, verse 35 says, but love your enemies and do good and lend, expecting nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, for he is kind to the ungrateful and the evil. It is easy to be kind to those who are kind, or to those we naturally jive with. But the kindness that we are exhorted to put on in this is a supernatural kindness. It is the kindness that is in God alone, and therefore only comes to us by the working of his Spirit. It is, in other words, Christ in us. And it says here clearly in Luke chapter 6 that he is kind even to the ungrateful and the evil. And that's the kind of kindness that Paul in Colossians exhorts us to put on. Thirdly, he says humility. Clearly shown to us in Philippians chapter 2, verses 6 through 11, which I'm not going to read in their entirety, but it is the absence of self-exaltation. In Philippians here, it tells us that Jesus, being in the highest position, willingly took the lowest. And that's the idea that is communicated unto us, to not be seeking the upper hand or the highest position, but to put on Christ in this regard and willingly step into the lower position. The Bible says, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of the Lord, and he will lift you up in due time. We don't have to seek that for ourselves. If it be of the Lord and his will, you know, his choosing, he will lift us up into the position that he sees fit, and we're to entrust ourselves in that process. Fourthly, it says meekness, to put on meekness. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 23 says, when he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. Having the authority and the ability to do whatever he desired in his journey to the cross, Jesus chose to continue entrusting himself to the Father and not repay evil for evil. And we likewise are not to repay evil for evil. It is tempting. It is the natural thing to do. If somebody, you know, does something to us that we don't like, the natural self, the flesh, the carnal nature in us wants to lash back. But meekness in this regard would not do that. It is power under control. Even though we have the ability to do it, the Lord says, clothe yourself in my attribute in this regard. Entrust yourself to me, and I will deal with these things according to my will. And lastly, he says, put on patience or long-suffering. Isaiah 48, verse 9 says, for my name's sake, I defer my anger. For the sake of my praise, I restrain it for you, that I may not cut you off. So against rebelling Israel, God would have been perfectly just to cut them off entirely. But he chose mercy and demonstrates patience, and we are to follow in his steps as well. And he goes on then to say, bearing with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. So bearing with and forgiving one another in the same way that the Lord has done towards us, that is the standard. And when we were totally against him, when we were, the Bible says, enemies with God, is the moment that he stepped in and forgave. And it's really important to remember that this letter we're reading here in Colossians is written to a group of Christians. So these instructions are to Christians who would undoubtedly have hurts and be offended by the hands of other Christians. And it's therefore incredibly relevant to us today. Within the body of Christ, there are going to be issues with people and offenses. And if you've been walking with the Lord for any length of time, I'm sure you would testify that that is true. We all have hurts and have had been offended by other believers. But we are not to cast those relationships off or leave the church to find another fellowship, which so often happens. We are to put on compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience so that we can deal with one another, is a literal translation of bearing with one another. Deal with one another, forgive one another, and grow in our walk with the Lord in relationship with one another. Remember, in this day, in this church, they wouldn't have had a church on every corner that you could just, you know, pick yourself up and go down the block to the other church at any, you know, offense you had. They didn't have churches all over the place like we do, and therefore didn't have the same opportunity that we have to just leave. And so frequently we get offended or we don't like something about a particular service or church. And so we say, oh, I'm just going to go down to the road to the next one. But that never allows growth in our lives if that's our go-to. The Lord allows these difficult circumstances and trials so that he may conform us into his image and likeness. And so in that vein of thinking, we are to, when we are offended, not if, but when we are offended at the hands of another Christian, we are to forgive one another and grow in our walk with the Lord and our relationship with each other. Selfless and unconditional love, he says here, is the glue that holds all of these things together. It's the oil that allows these to function in harmony. Now, this is certainly the narrow road. It's the more difficult road. But it is the road that leads to a full life in Christ. And these things lived out in our world is also a witness to unbelievers that Jesus is real, he is alive, and his gospel is true. So now that these things have been put before you, it is undoubtedly going to come your way in the near future, this opportunity to exercise these things, and probably within the next 2 weeks or so, have a situation with a brother or sister in the Lord where you are going to have the opportunity to choose Christ, whether it's compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, patience, forgiveness, or all of them together. You're going to have the opportunity to live out your Christian faith towards your brother and sister and therefore be a witness to the world around that Jesus is risen, his gospel is true, and it leads to life eternal. So God bless you guys. I hope this is an encouragement to you in your walk and a challenge. And as always, email in any questions that you may have. And I look forward to seeing you in the not too distant future. God bless.